Welcome back. This last week has been chaos and less than perfect moments for sure. I was trying to get a lot done last weekend, especially for a recording, and I got a weird sickness, which derailed all of those plans. And, you know, it's just been a little bit of a stressful time with the kiddos and just, it's been a little chaotic. And I think that sometimes when we're facing challenges as moms, the very idea of joy can feel so far out of reach. And it's easy to hear the word joy alone and think of like nonstop smiles and rainbows, but that's more like that fleeting happiness feeling. And true joy, especially the kind that we need in order to get us through these hard times, is deeper than that. Does motherhood sometimes feel like juggling flaming chainsaws while blindfolded on a unicycle? Because same, motherhood feels like the most rewarding yet challenging adventure. I found myself thinking there has to be more to this motherhood gig than the tantrums, the sleepless nights, and the endless to-do list. In the midst of all the chaos, joy seems to have taken a permanent vacation that we were not invited on. I'm saying enough is enough. I believe joy isn't found, it's created. We can't keep waiting for joy to magically appear. We have to make the conscious choice to choose it, here and now. Are you ready to ditch the survival mode itinerary and start mapping out the route to joy in motherhood? It's a destination we deserve, and it's closer than we think. I'm Kayla, and I'm your host of Joy Granted, the momcast where choosing joy is a non-negotiable. True joy is more complex than simple happiness. Remember back to episode one? It's not about pretending everything is okay when it's not. It's about finding those glimmers of light, even in the darkest of moments. And sometimes joy and hardship is not a big emotion. It might be a quiet sense of gratitude as your normally fussy child sleeps peacefully. Or it could be a moment of laughter in the chaos. That is my favorite. When everything is just feeling chaotic, I just take a moment and laugh it off like my life could be a reality TV show. And another favorite of mine is finding other moms who get it and understand the freaking struggle. Because when you talk to somebody else and they're like, oh yeah, we're going through that too. Or yeah, my kids are struggling with sibling fights all the time too. It's like, finally, I'm not alone. And even when you know that, nothing compares to hearing it from someone else. And truly embracing the knowledge that you are not alone in this thing. Sometimes choosing joy is deciding to focus on the positive even when there's so much that feels negative. For moms, joy in hard times might be as simple as the unexpected hug from your child when you're at your wit's end, or maybe finding a moment of peace in the morning before the house wakes up. Or it might be a conscious shift in perspective, the ability to laugh at the spilled milk instead of letting it ruin your entire day. Even when we understand that joy can exist even in hard times, why is it sometimes just so hard to find it? Even with these moments of potential joy right within our reach, let's be honest, motherhood throws up some serious obstacles to that. Like, why do we always tend to neglect ourselves? We're so deeply wired to prioritize our children, our partners, our responsibilities, that it feels almost selfish to take time for anything that resembles joy. But when you're running on empty, finding joy becomes that much harder. There's this cultural expectation of the all-giving mom, always putting everyone else first. Of course, we care deeply for our families, but when we constantly put our own basic needs for rest, connection, maybe a fun hobby, something like that, on the eternal back burner, we get depleted. And in that state, it's extremely hard to access joy. And what about the toxic duo, guilt and comparison? We feel guilty for wanting a break, for having needs, especially when we see these curated images of seemingly perfect moms on social media. And society has this image of the perfectly happy, fulfilled mom. And when we have both hard moments and joyful ones, it can feel confusing. Going back to the social media point, it makes it easy to compare our real lives with our struggles and all with others' highlight reels, which also steals our joy. And deep down, many of us carry this idea that we should be happy all the time, especially when we have children. Those external shoulds can feel suffocating. I should be happy being a mom. I shouldn't complain. I should be present for every moment. I should get back to my pre-baby self. All of this makes us second guess perfectly natural emotions and sets us up for failure. It's hard to feel authentic joy when we're constantly battling against what we think we should be doing and feeling. The pressure to appear a certain way can make genuine joy feel like it's off limits, making us hide even small moments for fear of seeming ungrateful or less devoted. I have the new series, Tools of Joy, up on my Instagram now. I thought it would be a good idea to explore some practical tools. My invitation to you is to think about a challenge that you're facing right now. And what's one potential source of joy within that situation? Give yourself permission to lean into that this week, even if it's just for a few moments. Okay, let's get practical. Let's shift gears from those obstacles to what we can do to actively choose joy, even when life is really tough. While we can't magically erase all the challenges, you have the power to cultivate more joy within your life. The easiest way to start is to pay attention. It sounds simple, right? Yet so often we rush, mindlessly going from task to task. It starts with mindfulness, learning to be present in the here and now without judgment. So it sounds simple, but when we're stressed and overwhelmed, we miss the tiny good things unfolding around us. Mindfulness is not about becoming a Zen monk or something like that. I always had that personal misconception around mindfulness, so let me show you two easy mindfulness practices. The first is the five senses check-in. You will take a minute to notice five things you see, four you hear, three you feel, two you smell, and one you taste. This grounds you instantly. The second way is a body scan. You will close your eyes and bring your attention to different parts of your body, simply noticing sensations without judgment. It helps you tune into how you actually feel. So these simple practices are like little anchors pulling us back to the present moment whenever things get overwhelming. Presence means being fully engaged with whatever we're doing right here, right now. How many of you struggle with that, especially sitting down and just playing with your children and giving that full present attention? It's about bringing our full attention to a task, an interaction, or simply to the experience of being alive. When life feels chaotic and overwhelming, mindfulness and presence might seem like luxuries, but here's why they're like secret weapons for joy. They calm the storm, because our minds are like wild monkeys, constantly jumping from worry to regret to to-do list, and mindfulness helps tame that inner chaos. It's like stepping back and observing the storm instead of being swept away by it. It also helps us find joy in the ordinary. When we're present, we start noticing the simple pleasures we often miss. The warmth of the sun, the feeling of our feet on the ground, the taste of a good cup of coffee. A hot one at that. These tiny anchors of joy are all around us if we simply pay attention. And Another way is that we appreciate the moment. So much of our stress comes from dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. Mindfulness snaps us back into the present, the only moment we can actually control. Let go of the what ifs and just be here, now. That's where we find space for peace and even joy. The next tool is my favorite. And it goes with mindset, but it's like a little subset off of it. The power of perspective. If you've been around my Instagram community for a long time, you know that I used to do posts all about this called Shift Your Perspective. So sometimes it feels like life is happening to us and we have zero control. While I will not pretend we can control everything, recognizing where we do have choices, even tiny ones, shifts our mindset. Think about it. Two people can experience the exact same situation with wildly different reactions. One person might see a stressful deadline at work and feel overwhelmed, and the other sees the same deadline as a challenge and gets fired up. What's the difference? Perspective. Perspective is like the lens through which we see the world. It shapes how we interpret events, how we feel about ourselves, and ultimately how we react to those things. When life gets tough, it's easy to fall into a negative perspective trap, seeing only the problems and the things that we can't control, which leads to the feeling of powerlessness, and that's where this sense of joy gets squashed. The good news is we can choose our perspective. It's not always easy, but it is possible. Here's a simple example. Let's say you get stuck in terrible traffic. You could fume, curse, and get all worked up, ruining your mood. Or you could view it differently. Maybe use that extra time for a phone call you've been putting off, put on your favorite podcast, or maybe you like some deep breathing to unwind. Same traffic jam, vastly different experience based on perspective. Maybe you can't change a stressful job overnight, but can you choose to listen to your favorite music on the way? Decide what you eat for lunch? These might seem insignificant, but those moments of, I chose this, add up to a sense of empowerment that sparks those little bursts of joy. Of course, shifting perspective takes practice. It's rewiring our brains, so to speak. Some questions you can ask yourself would be, what else could this mean? Instead of jumping to the worst case scenario, challenge yourself to find other possibilities. What can I learn from this? Even hard situations offer lessons for growth. And where is the tiny bit of choice I have here? Finding even a small area of control empowers us. Don't underestimate the power of perspective. It is truly a transformative tool for finding joy, even in the most unlikely places. Another tool is gratitude. Some days are plain tough. When finding joy feels impossible, gratitude can feel like a lifeline. And you know what? I'm not the biggest science person, but science agrees that practicing gratitude has crazy, incredible benefits. Better sleep, less stress, stronger relationships. It's like a total well-being booster. So why is a simple thank you so powerful? Gratitude shifts our focus from what's lacking to what's present. It's about noticing all those good things we easily take for granted. A comfy bed, a friend's laugh, the taste of a good meal. When we focus on the good, we train our brains toward a positive outlook. We don't magically erase problems, but they don't seem as all-consuming. Here are a few simple ways to incorporate gratitude into your daily life. You could start a three good things list before bed. Jot down three good things that happened, big or small. The sun felt warm on my face counts. You could start a gratitude jar. Keep a jar handy. Whenever something good happens, write it on a slip of paper and toss it in. And then on your tough days, pull a few out for a boost. And the third thing is you can say it out loud. Don't just think, thanks, say it. Tell your partner, thanks for making dinner. Your friend, thanks for listening. Or simply thank yourself for getting through a tough task. Gratitude might feel forced at first, especially on tough days. That's okay. Here's the trick. Don't go searching for earth-shattering things to be grateful for. Instead, focus on the tiny, the ordinary. And the final tool is celebrating small wins. We live in a culture that seems obsessed with the big accomplishments, the promotions, the finish lines, the shiny trophies. But what about the everyday victories? Those tiny wins might feel insignificant, but they add up to a big change over time. Did you manage to not yell at your kids this morning? Win. Did you finish a boring work task? Super win. You made it to the gym even when you felt like skipping? Mega win. Sometimes when joy seems MIA, we have to search for the mini wins, and celebrating them, even if it just feels silly, makes a difference. Think about it. Learning a new skill. Sticking to an exercise routine. Finally cleaning out that junk drawer. These are not earth-shattering, but each one took effort, discipline, and a little bit of overcoming that voice of doubt. Yet, so often we brush them aside, dismissing them as unimportant. Celebrating our wins, big and tiny, wires our brains for success. It reinforces those positive behaviors, makes us feel proud of ourselves, and gives us that dopamine hit of pleasure that motivates us to keep going. So how do we do this without feeling ridiculous? Recognize the win. Don't just gloss over the moment. Pause and say to yourself, hey, I did that. That was hard and I did it. Choose your celebration. It doesn't have to be a party. Maybe it's texting a friend, blasting your favorite song and doing a silly dance, buying that book you've been eyeing, taking an extra long bath. Whatever feels joyful and rewarding to you. And finally, make it visible. Sometimes a visual reminder helps. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, celebrating your wins is a game changer. It helps fight that feeling of never being enough, reminding you that you're making progress every single day. And in a world that often throws challenges our ways, recognizing and celebrating our hard work is both empowering and a much-needed act of self-love. After all, isn't that a huge win all on its own? You don't have to do it alone. Give yourself permission to ask for support. Is there a chore your partner could take over? Could a friend offer an hour of childcare so you can recharge? Don't underestimate emotional support. Venting to a trusted friend, even finding a therapist, can ease the load and make space for joy. Find other moms who get it. They remind us we're not alone. Laughter during hard days and space where you don't feel pressure to be perfect. We've covered how to cultivate joy and the tools that help us along the way. Now let's put it into action. I want to give you permission to choose joy, even when things are really hard. Joy isn't disrespectful to your struggles. It strengthens you to face them. Don't expect perfection. This is a practice, and there will be days when joy is harder to reach. That's okay. Let's use some examples. If you're facing grief, you might still find joy in remembering your loved one. With a difficult child, joy might come from watching their progress, from unexpectedly laughing together, or celebrating a shared interest. And during times of overwhelm, look for moments of calm and a breath of fresh air, a comforting song, or a small act of kindness towards yourself or someone else. We've covered a lot today, so remember, choosing joy, especially in the midst of hard times, is a practice. Start small. Maybe your first step is simply taking a few minutes to practice mindfulness during your morning routine before the craziness of the day begins. Or maybe it's starting that simple gratitude list. It's also important to give yourself permission to feel a whole range of emotions. It's okay to be both joyful and sad, determined and overwhelmed. Let go of guilt and unrealistic expectations. Be kind to yourself, especially on the days when joy feels far away. Self-compassion is essential. And remember, you can start training your mind to be more receptive to joy by practicing simple joy spotting. A few times a day, just pause and ask, what's bringing me a tiny bit of joy in this very moment? It might be a child's silly face, the way light is coming in the window, or your favorite iced coffee. So where do you start? That will look different for each of us. Is it 5 minutes of mindful breathing before the kids wake up? Writing one thing you're grateful for at the end of even a truly awful day. Acknowledging the joy of a funny story alongside the grief of a loss. The tools we talked about today, mindfulness, gratitude, perspective shifts, these take practice, and we all have to start somewhere. This isn't about big transformative changes overnight, though those would be nice. It's the tiny but mighty choices we make each day that add up to a life where we can experience joy alongside motherhood, even when things feel messy and complicated. Don't forget to follow along on Instagram. The link is in the description, where we will continue with this Tools of Joy series, and I have a post coming about joy spotting. See you on the next episode.